Blog Talk Radio.
I thank God for another opportunity to come before you to bring His Word. And I'd like to go right into the Word and continue with last week's topic on faith. And I know that I'm going out on the limb by saying this, but faith is not only about our religious experiences, although the word is so often associated with religion. The idea of faith is more about confidence in something or someone. In the religious context, we're admonished to have faith in God. That is, to have confidence in God's capacity to meet our needs. But Christ told us to have confidence in the power of God, that the same works God was doing through Him, we will have the capability to do as well, and even more so. John 14:10-12 reads, "Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." In other words, His reply to Philip was, "Don't you believe that I am in God and God is in me?" Verse 11, "If you don't believe me, believe the works you saw me doing." And in verse 12 it says that the works that Christ did, believers will do also, and even greater works. It's mind-boggling to think that Christ had disciples sitting under Him for about 3 years, and some of them still doubted His purpose. He even said, "If you had known me," after 3 years of demonstrating the power of God, it seemed they still didn't get it. They didn't focus on the power, but rather focused on the man who provided for their every need. Did they really know what Christ was revealing to them? Well, that's just like so many of us today who sit in church year after year under the Word and still don't believe in the power of God. God wants us to be co-creators with Him. The divine power of God has given us all things that pertain to life. God wants us to be partakers of His divine nature. So we see, we're supposed to have confidence in the power of God. If we have confidence in God's power and no confidence in our ability, can we do the greater works that Christ talked about? I don't think so. I believe that the lack of confidence would cancel the other out, and a house divided against itself can't stand. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, as James 1:8 so eloquently states. And let's look at Peter, who briefly walked on water. As long as Peter was in sync with the mind of God, he stayed on top of the water. But when he took his focus off the Anointed One, once he looked outside the spiritual realm back into the physical world, what happened? He began to sink. I believe many people don't have faith in God because of the lack of confidence they have in themselves. If we build ourselves up, as Jude 20 reminds us to, then we can get to the place of trusting God wholeheartedly. As long as we doubt ourselves, we will doubt the ability of God. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, "For without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." We've been taught to believe in a power outside of ourselves. Subsequently, we've developed a mindset that is still reliant on self to solve its problems, and one that believes in a power outside of itself. And there lies the problem. The power is not outside of us. God is not out there in an ozone somewhere over the rainbow. He is inside of you at this very moment. The greater one lives in you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So while we're building ourselves up on our most holy faith, we're also building up our confidence in the ability of God. Let's go back to John 14 where Christ says, "Believe thou that I am in the Father and the Father in me." And again in verse 11 he says, "I am in the Father and the Father is in me." Numbers 23:19 tells us that God is not a man. John 4:24 tells us that God is a spirit. The image of God that we're created in is the immutable spiritual characteristics of God. So what Christ is telling us in John 14 is not to look at him, the man, but rather the works he was doing, the power that he had. In this context, it wasn't about him per se, but rather the power of God within him that allowed him to speak and say what he did. It was the power of God that gave him the ability to do the works that he did. Christ exemplified and embodied the fundamental divine nature of God. One thing I've noticed lately is people asking more and more about the fact that many supposedly unbelieving people seem to be prosperous and successful and they don't tithe. They've often asked why that is when so many believing saints tithe faithfully and are so often beset with many trials and tribulations. Well, the immediate fundamental answer could be that unbelievers have confidence in their ability for their success. They have faith in their ability. I think many believers have misplaced faith in God, the man, thinking some Santa Claus image of who God is supposed to be. Many believers don't have confidence in the power of God, the mind of God, or confidence in themselves to succeed. Remember, Philippians 2:5 tells us to let this mind be in you as what was in Christ. We have to be in unity with the Spirit of God, not the idolization of the images of God. If believers were to build themselves up to the point of realizing that self-confidence along with confidence in the power of God reaps almost instant and positive life-altering results. If we don't have confidence in ourselves, then the power of God lies dormant in us. Once we've tapped into the source of our power, we have the ability to say unto the mountains in our lives, "Be thou removed," and it will be so. That's what Christ was demonstrating on earth. He gave up himself and yielded to the Spirit of God. He became a yielded vessel fit for the Master's use. So in summing up today's broadcast, I'd like to leave you with this. No matter what our situations appear to be on the outside, we must hold fast to our knowledge that God is all and all that is good. If we are to have active faith, the faith of God, our thought life will line up with God's divine mind. And at that point, our life will begin to change and people will begin to notice the change in us. 1 John 5:4 tells us that our faith gives us the victory to overcome the world. I said this last week and it bears repeating. It is only when we let go of human will and recognize the essence, the substance of God in us, that our thoughts will rise above our circumstance and manifest the reality of the thing we hold in our mind. What are the images that you're holding in your mind? What do you see? Be on your way to celebrating and living the abundant life you deserve. Stimulate the life-changing, victorious power of God that's lying dormant within you. By the time this broadcast airs, the news of the violent death of Sean Taylor, a rising football player who was murdered by three young men that were less than 20 years old, will probably be old news, along with the untold deaths of many other young men and women who've been killed at the hands of youngsters who are roaming the streets looking to kill, steal, and destroy the lives of innocent people. We at Women in the Lord Ministries want to take this opportunity to plead with youngsters everywhere to stop murdering brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, and somebody's child. The Word tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities of darkness. Young people, stop being used as puppets for the kingdom of darkness. These are not black-on-black crimes. These are crimes of spiritual warfare. These crimes are indicative of the darkness that is in this world today, darkness that is consuming young children and youth, young people who are being exploited and destroyed. Where is the light that's supposed to shine in darkness? We plead with you to stop being programmed by the violent and lascivious content in the videos, video games, movies, television programs, and music. Stop supporting industries that portray people of color in a disrespectful, violent, negative, lustful, and stereotypical manner. Stop killing your brother. Stop killing your sisters. Respect and honor your father and mother. Love yourselves. Respect yourselves. Love your brothers and sisters and embrace your proud heritage. Wake up, young brothers and sisters. Stop throwing your lives away. Stop being gullible. And most importantly, respect yourself and love your neighbor as yourself. You are your brother's keeper.
Why does my heart feel so bad? Why does my soul feel so bad? Why does my heart?
Oh,
Why does my soul feel so bad?
And that song was Moby, and it's Why Does My Heart Feel So Bad? This is Tafwe Nayoni. Thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast. We're going to open up the call-in lines now. Please feel free to call us at 646-716-5180. The lines are open now to receive your call. I am so excited about finally being able to go live again. I've experienced technical difficulties with the first few broadcasts, so what you've been listening to were segments of my radio show from my days on KTYM radio station in Los Angeles. That's right, y'all. I'm a California girl here in Durham, North Carolina, and I give God all the glory for everything in my life that's led me up to this point today. I hope you enjoyed that broadcast. Thank you for listening to In the Spirit, and I am so excited about what the Spirit of God has in store for this ministry. Even though I'm new to internet broadcasting, I am so blessed to have the opportunity to be a part of the Blog Talk Radio community. I also encourage you to tune in next week. Next week, I'm going to have a guest speaker on the show. A minister by the name of Pastor Della Owen McKinnon, and she's founder and pastor of Greater Hope Community Church. And her ministry goals are to allow the Holy Spirit to teach the great truths of Christ that will allow others the working ideology of discipleship. She believes that there must be a strong emphasis in teaching by simplicity, repetition, and life-related illustrations with emphasis on evangelism, worship, fellowship, and discipleship. So she will be the guest speaker on the show next week, next Saturday, July 12th at 4:30. So be sure to tune in. One of the things I'd like to talk about today is the Holy Spirit gave me an interesting spin on a study that I was doing about the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5:25. And one of the things that he showed me is that it's not only about her bleeding for the 12 years, which a lot of the sermons and teaching you hear is about the issue with the blood and her ministrating for 12 years and how she spent all her money to pay supposedly experts to help her find a solution to her problem. But one of the things that the Holy Spirit showed me in that is that it's about her losing her life force for 12 years. How many of us? She had been dealing with a specific issue for about 10 years, for more than 10 years. How many of us can relate to dealing with a specific issue for much longer than we even care to remember? Whether it's a problem of sin, sickness, attitude, behaviors, old habits, whatever the issue is, it has been burdensome for far too long and has held us captive and stagnant for far too long. When we're in bondage to whatever, we aren't free to be about our Father's business. So when this woman that had the issue heard stories about Jesus and how people had been healed and delivered from their sicknesses, diseases, and calamities, she made up in her mind that she had to connect with the power of God that's in her. She was losing her life force. And when she heard that Jesus was in town, something quickened in her spirit, and she knew that she had to go wherever he was to connect with that spirit of God that was within him. It's not about the illness, but again, the blood is symbolic of our lives. We do all these things for so long, trying to find solutions to our issues, but the answer for us is to be connected, to reach out and get in touch with the Spirit of God. And what happened when this woman reached out and touched Christ? She touched the hem of his garment, and she got charged. And I believe when she reached out and touched God, what he felt was the anointing leaving his body. And that's when he said, "Who touched me?" Because he felt the power of the anointing leaving his body. And then all of a sudden, the woman was instantly healed. So one of the things that we have to remember is to apply the word to our lives personally. Ask the Holy Spirit to make the word a reality to our heart. We have to carefully ponder how the word can be applied to our lives, and then dwell on how the word changes our situation. We have to grab a hold of a word of God and specifically apply it to whatever issue in our lives that we have been dealing with for so long. And we have to do it until that word becomes a reality. And then once we believe, then we have to receive the change that we're looking for. We have to place ourselves in agreement with what that word says about us and then see ourselves as God sees us. We have to begin to realize the integrity of God's word and start setting aside time. If it's only 5 to 15 minutes a day, we have to set aside time to begin to meditate on the word of God. 5 or 10 minutes will turn into longer time as we continue to practice staying in the word of God. When that woman reached out and touched God, she established a point of contact that released her faith to receive her healing. Faith demands action in order to be released. So the point of contact that she made gave her a conduit through which the power of God could flow. Her point of contact got her attention off of her problem and onto the answer. And this helped her have hope and expectancy. When she came up behind him and pressed through the crowd so she can get to him, sometimes we have to continue our action over and over again. Hebrews 10:35 through 36 tells us not to cast away our confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for we have need of patience, of consistency, that after we have done the will of God, we might receive the promise. If that woman had not acted on what she was saying, do you think she would have been healed? I don't think so. So just like that woman pressed through to get her healing, to tap into the anointing of God, we have to do the same thing when we're dealing with our problems every day. Grab hold of the Word of God. Stay in tune to the Spirit of God. Turn off the television. Put on your praise and worship music. Feed your spirit. That's the point that I'm trying to make. We have to feed our spirit every day, just like we feed our physical bodies. We have to feed the Spirit of God inside of us. We have to feed the Spirit of God spiritual food. We have to surround ourselves with other saints of God who will lift us up and encourage us during our times of trials and tribulations. Fear runs in the presence of faith's bold testimony. And here is where most people miss it. not only do we receive by faith, but we maintain what we have by faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Thank you so much for listening. And again, please feel free to call in. The lines are open. You can call in at 646-716-5180. Call in now and share your comments about how you faced a certain situation and how faith brought you through. Again, the call-in number is 646-716-5180, and we only have about a minute or two to receive calls, so please do feel free to call in now. And again, I'll ask you to tune in next week to the broadcast, where we'll have Pastor Dellen Owen McKinnon, who is an ordained minister here in the Durham, North Carolina area, and the Lord has put it in her heart to begin a ministry and pastor a church, Greater Hope Community Church. I have about 90 seconds to go on the broadcast. I see no one's calling in yet, so I just pray that the Holy Spirit keep you in all that you do and that everything you do glorifies God. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and please feel free to visit the website at www.womeninthelord@yahoo.net. And again, please feel free to contact me at womeninthelord@yahoo.net or visit the website womeninthelord.net. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you had a great 4th of July holiday and you're enjoying this weekend. And don't forget to glorify the Lord in all that you do. Stay blessed, and may the peace of God keep you and keep your heart and mind stayed on Him. Thank you again for tuning in to the radio broadcast. And we look forward to getting your comments and feedback on the next show. And again, tune in next week, where we'll have Pastor Della Owen McKinnon as the guest speaker.